Josh could feel his heart racing as he went through the checklist to arm and ready the gun. He rested his hand on his knees for a second to make sure they weren't shaking, not sure if he was more scared or excited. This would be his first combat rescue. To make sure he did everything right, he went through the checklist a second time. He saw the familiar aiming circle in the gun sight's reticle. As he moved the handles, he could hear and feel the gun track. He squeezed off a short burst. The tracers arced out and stitched into the water well over 1,000 yards away. Guns ready. Clementine, 26, Hammer 700. Pilot is reported in the water a little over 1/2 mile off the beach. Call sign is Powerhouse 310. His wingmen, Powerhouse 307 and Saddleback 406 and 408, all have a visual on the pilot as well as radio communication with him on 243.0. Surf is driving the raft toward the beach. Copy? Hammer 700 was the call sign of a twin turboprop E-2 Hawkeye circling the Gulf at 25,000 feet, communicating with the Saddleback A-7s that were orbiting the Survivor. Josh activated the mic button, taking care not to put pressure on the cyclic. Clementine 26 copies. Clementine, this is Hammer 700. Fly 335 for just over 20. Buster, say ETA. Josh looked down at the airspeed indicator. Higgins had the H2 up to 120 knots. Estimate on scene in less than 10 mics. He was getting salty. Mics was another word for minutes. Josh felt the helicopter slow. He checked and saw their speed was now down to 90 knots. Puzzled, he glanced over at Higgins. Should I tell him? What the fuck is going on in his head? Clementine 26, switch to UHF frequency 295.6. You can coordinate with Saddleback 406, who is on the frequency and is the Search and Rescue Combat Air Patrol and on-scene commander. They reported seeing mortar shells exploding by the raft, and there is a welcoming party gathering on the beach. Copy? Clementine 26 copies and is switching. Josh twirled the knobs on the UHF radio and heard the distinctive side tone before he keyed the mic. Saddleback 406, Clementine 26 is up. Clementine 26, this is Saddleback 406. We each have 12 Mark 82 bombs plus 20 millimeter and are down to less than 20 minutes of playtime. Say intentions, over. Josh looked at Higgins, whose face was frozen as he stared straight ahead. He waited about 5 seconds before he keyed the intercom for private conversation. Suggestions? Steve, what do I tell them? I'm thinking, blurted Higgins. Josh keyed the intercom. We're about 5 minutes out and the A7s don't have much fuel left. Neither do we. We got plenty of fuel, Josh said. We can get in, pick the pilot up, and still make it back with plenty of gas. That's not our problem. Bad guys are on the beach. What do you want to do? We'll be there in about 3 minutes. Silence. Higgins' head didn't move. Okay. I've been thinking about what I would do if I were the HAC. So if you're not going to tell them what we need, I'll give them instructions. Josh keyed the mic. Saddleback 406, Clementine 26. Can you see the bad guys and the mortar positions? Affirmative. There's about 20 or more soldiers on the beach shooting at Powerhouse 310. We can see the mortars in a clearing about 100 yards inland. Josh looked at Higgins. What now? Higgins turned to face him, and his wide-open eyes told Josh he was scared. His sarcasm was conveyed in a high-pitched tone that trembled with fear. Okay, genius co-pilot, I gather you've got a plan. Tell them what it is. Damn it, Higgins. You're the aircraft commander, and you should have a plan. Pressing down his own fear, Josh keyed the mic. Saddlebacks, Clementine 26. As soon as we get 1/2 mile from Powerhouse 310, lay your eggs along the tree line to take out the mortars. Then come back around for a strafing pass to get what you missed. We'll try to make the pickup while their heads are down.